You're listening to Girl Talk
Be Mas, a podcast created to empower women through all stages of life.
I'm Marisa.
And I'm Canela.
Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to follow us
on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Girl Talk Be Mas.
Let's chat. Everybody, welcome to episode 33 of Girl Talk Be Mas.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show.
I'm so happy because it's finally September and it's finally fall.
Oh my gosh.
Fall. My favorite season.
I'm super excited for cooler temperatures. We're getting a lot of rain this week, which I think is going to help with that.
Y'all, it was like 100 and something, and it drove me crazy because I went to Detroit a few weeks ago for my niece's wedding, and it was really nice. It was so sweet. Oh my God, that's my first niece. I was just I'm gonna cry right now just talking about it. But that's my first niece. Like, she was like the first for everybody, like first grandchild for my parents, first daughter for my sister, my first niece, and just. I was just overwhelmed, like, oh my God, just seeing her get married. I was just like, no, my baby's not getting married. But she was the person I spoiled before I had Mariah, because, you know, she came when I was when I was still like in my young 20s. So when she was born, she's 26 years old, and it's just so great. She went to the University of Michigan, and that's where she met her fiance, who is now her husband. And they both went to the University of Michigan and they graduated from there. She's a nurse and he's an engineer, and they just have this really great connection, and they've kind of, you know, have always been together like all through college. And it's just so nice because they just went to Saint Lucia for their honeymoon, and they just they had such a beautiful wedding. And if you guys are following me, you guys kind of probably saw some of my
looked super enchanting.
It was so beautiful, like, and it's like, you know, it was so funny because Danny was like, weddings like this still happen? And I'm like, you know, you don't think about it. Usually weddings like that don't, like, you know, you don't see things like that often. Mm-hmm. But it was just so beautiful to just see, like, the dress and and then she had this awesome, like, photographer, like, videographer. Mm-hmm. He captured moments of her entire day. And at the reception, everybody who was, like, obviously not with her the whole morning, like, when she got ready. So it was, like, the moment, like, my brother-in-law first saw her in her dress. Like, her dad saw her in her dress.
Wow.
And it was, like, the moment, like, when – it's, like, he captured all these moments. Like, even at the church, like, the captured the moment, like, when her you know, husband saw her, like, for the first time at the end of the aisle. And it was, like – and then he made this little video collage that he played at the reception. So everybody –
What? Yes! So he hustled it, so, and then he played it?
I'm like, that's such an awesome – and that's what – I think that's what sold them on, like, that he was doing all this. Plus, he had, like, all these other, like, pictures that he, like, put in with it. And so it was, like, even if you weren't, like, at the church or, you know, family that wasn't able to be, like, a part of her whole morning, like, see her get ready and stuff like that – you were still part of it. So that was super cool because I felt like
that is such a creative idea.
Really cool.
Oh my
gosh. So that means he must have been sitting like in between like the church and the hall, and he must have edited that video together real quick because he knows how to do it, you know, real fast. And that was just real cool. I just thought that was really cool. So if you're like a videographer out there, that's like probably something you could probably do. Plus.
So memorable that
yes,
only you're only going to get more business from it because it's such a touching moment in somebody's life.
Like,
and then for, like you said, the
before.
People that missed it didn't really miss it because they were caught up at the reception.
Exactly.
Absolutely amazing. Well, I'm glad you had a really good time.
Yeah, it was fun. And just I want to show you, I just wanted to share on my blog, I have 7 reasons to visit Detroit because we did get to go and see some very cool things. I took Danny to his first baseball game, his major league baseball game.
Oh, that was so cute.
That was really cool. He was really excited. We had really good seats. My friend has season tickets and she wasn't using them. She was like, hey, you guys want them? We were like, oh my God, yeah. So we went to a game. We went to the casino.
You hustled some. You did good.
I played my favorite number on roulette and then it came out and I was so excited. So yeah, so we went to the casino. But I did share 7 reasons to visit Detroit. Detroit has 3 casinos. I did a little video on the Motown Museum and I got to meet one of my favorite Detroit bloggers from Jennifer from Good Life Detroit. We did a little Q&A. So I have all that on my YouTube so you guys can go check it out. But she shared, you know, some of the things that she shares there in Detroit. She's a great Detroit blogger and she always kind of shares things happening, and she has 5 kids and she does a lot of mom stuff with them. And so it was really cool to meet her and see and see what she does around the city. So yeah, you guys can go check it out, but it's all on MexiMoments.com and on my Mexi Moments YouTube channel. So yeah,
Awesome.
but it was super fun. So it was a good trip.
So, Just for Success is having their fall sale September 12th. So, you
Yeah.
know, we're big supporters of Just for Success
Go,
and
oh my
nonprofit
God. The stuff
organizations.
that's there, this is the time to get it, guys. Like designer things, pre-sales, you get, that's where you guys find the best stuff.
Yes, and this is their only two times of the year that they're able to make monetary assets from the donations that they get. So this is a really good opportunity to come. Don't miss out because the other one won't be till next year. So
Oh, yeah, so
come
this
out
is the
and
time.
support Just for Success, September 12th, and more deets on their page.
Yeah, oh my gosh. And another thing I did want to, just kind of mention, and only because it was me being from Detroit, it was such a big part of me, was the passing of Aretha Franklin, which I know we wanted to talk about anyway.
Yes.
But just she was such a big part of Detroit. I mean, I know for the rest of the world, I mean, she was known as a great singer, and she was just she was a real badass. Like, I don't know if you ever if you heard this before, but do you know that every gig she did until like her last gig, like a few like a year ago, she required $25,000 in cash before ever stepping foot in the building to do the gig.
Damn, Queen. Oh my
Yes,
God.
25 G's in cash in a bag handed to her hand, and she would hand it to her person, and she needed that $25,000 cash before she would even like step inside the building. She was so G. I'm like, I think this is a part of where she came from, how she was raised. Like, she was about her
Because
business. She was
exactly,
about
and
her
now
business.
stars, what do they ask for? Like freaking Starbursts and Monsters and like all
Yes,
this like
nah, she
crap.
wanted
And
her
she's like,
money,
hell
honey.
nah, hell yeah, I want my coin.
Yeah, where's my money?
That
But
is so cool.
yeah, and just
I
you
didn't know
know,
that about her.
yeah, but she was the queen of soul, and just her passing, I know, left a huge mark just in the music industry. But I did just share 10 things of 10 ways that Aretha was remembered, just with in the last week. Her funeral was over 8 hours long. It was held at one of the biggest churches in the city of Detroit. And everybody was there, from Clive Davis to Tyler Perry to Bill Clinton,
Celebrities, yeah,
every I mean
it was
everybody, but I mean from everywhere, just from all walks of life, people that she touched. Her grandchildren gave the most memorable speeches I've ever heard. Her one granddaughter was like, she was just my grandma that cooked for me and my best friend, and had a picture of me and my best friend on her piano for the last 20
oh.
years. And she was like, she put me through Howard, and she made sure we all got our education, and all her granddaughters and all her grandkids went to like top schools. And she did all, and they were like, it was all because of her, and they're like, we never like saw her, like we knew she was somebody big, and when they were little, they were like, we knew she was somebody important because of all the important people that would come over, which is kind of funny. But they were just like, but she was just our grandma, and she would cook with us and teach us cooking and sing with us and play piano for us, and we just thought it was like normal.
That is so beautiful because if you're going to be remembered, you're going to be remembered for like who you were
Yeah.
and what you did because you don't have to be a relative to give kindness. And
Exactly.
that's what she remembers. She remembered kindness to her and her friend. So I
Yes.
think that's so beautiful. Wow.
Yeah, and
Super awesome.
yeah, and she was very generous to the city of Detroit. She did so many things. One of the great things that they're doing, the mayor of Detroit also spoke at her funeral. His name is Mike Duggan, and he's an awesome mayor that we've had for the last few years. But there's a big park. It's a big amphitheater right outside of the Detroit River, right off the river. You can go there and see concerts. It's called Shane Park, and it's like an outdoor music theater, but right off the water. So it's really beautiful because the people that are on stage, the water's like behind them, and you just feel like
Oh,
this is a
wow.
really great seating. Well, they're gonna rename it the Aretha Franklin Theater. Like, they are like, and
Wow.
like, so happy to have like such a big staple in of Detroit, Shane Park amphitheater, being renamed in her names.
So
I know, and I
sweet.
just thought it was so many beautiful ways. But then one more thing that happened, which I just thought was so amazing, that just shows like how many people she touched and how many borders that she crossed. The Queen of England, the morning of her funeral, the color guard did their change of the color guard to RESPCT. So
What?
they
And
played.
you love the queen.
They, I'm like, the Queen of England loves the Queen of Soul. So cool. I was like, yes, that's so beautiful. So all the ways that she was remembered,
from all throughout the world, and how everybody did
Yes.
their own little way of commemorating
Yes, and
her
she
was
deserved
so
every one
cool.
of them. She deserved every one of them. So, rest in peace to the Queen of Soul. Huge, huge part of Detroit. Huge, huge part of music all over the world. She deserves every bit of it. So, rest in peace. So, we want to jump into our feature interview, which is with Miss Brittany Warren. I had the honor of meeting Brittany at Spoiled Latina Day. She was one of Spoiled Latina's panelists that was on stage with her, talking about her blog and how she built her lifestyle and mom blog that she has. She is an enormous spirit. Like when I met her, it was like instant like hugs. I mean, we didn't even know each other, but it was like hug and oh my gosh, it's so nice to meet you. And when I told her a little bit about myself, because she asked me, what do you do? And I told her, you know, I have a blog and I also have an Empowering Women podcast. And it's great because she's such a positive force out there. She has a great blog, great content. If you guys aren't following her, definitely go follow Brittany Warren because she's great to connect with and she really made her mark in these last few years, and she shares in our interview how she built her blog and how she decided why she decided to create it and how she grew to where she is actually profiting from it,
Yes, which is a big thing.
which is a
Yes,
big
because
thing
if you.
because it's great. You know, she has her she works from home, you know, for Tarte. She's an account executive for Tarte, and she has her accounts that she works that she does her job, but she also has this thing that she loves, which is her blog, Sophisticated Hue, and she created that all from her own, you know, her own love of being a mom and being a wife and loving fashion. So I just think she's an amazing person, and we're so happy to have her on.
So we'd like to welcome Brittany Warren to Girl Talking Mas. Hi, Brittany. Welcome to Girl Talking Mas. I'm Canela.
Hi. We're so excited to have you on and happy blogiversary. I just saw
Oh my gosh, how
that.
perfect, right? I know, I cannot wait
I
to like post a picture of you guys' feed on mine later today. It's just super such a perfect
sweet.
time.
Thank you. That's so sweet. Oh my gosh. No. Oh my gosh. I can't wait to get into the like, few questions that we have for you, but I do want to like say that I met you at the Spoiled Latina event, which our listeners know Spoiled Latina because we interviewed her a few episodes ago. And that's where I met you, and you were just the sweetest, nicest person. And I just gotta say, like, that means everything, especially like in the blog world, you know, when you meet like another blogger that's like positive and happy. And you were up there just like, you know, talking about how you're handling it all and how you make time to get everything done that you need to get done with your family and your blog and your big job and everything you get to do. But I just wanted to say thank you because you were so sweet and so empowering. That's why I had to like go up to you and just be like, I have to just meet you and say hi. And it was just like a
Aww.
connection from the beginning with us. It really was.
Thank you so much. You know, it's funny that you say that because I was just at a conference this past weekend in Atlanta, and I went with a couple of Houston bloggers. And at one of our dinners, we were talking about like, what are some things that you cannot not have, right? Some limitations or some standards.
Yes.
And we all agreed you have to work with nice people. So, like, you
Yeah.
could have that photographer that's
Yes.
amazing and makes you look so skinny and tall, but if they're not nice, you don't want to work with them again.
It's not a good look.
And you know, that goes just with anything, right? Like niceness or your reputation just takes you everywhere. So I appreciate that you said that because I feel like everyone should be aware of that and aware of how you carry yourself in any situation. So thank you. But you were
Definitely.
amazing. You were so fun and just like
Aw, thanks. I had so much fun talking to everybody and meeting all the panelists. It was such a great day. I was a part of her crew for the day, like setting up. So I was there from like noon, like setting up like all day. And it was just such a great part. She's a really great friend of mine, and I love her to death. And so it was just so nice to just see everybody there highlighted and everybody come together. And it was, I mean, if you guys have not ever gone to Spoiled Latina's SL Day, you need to go next year because it's just such a great thing to be a part of. It's a great experience. It really is. So we wanted to get into your questions, and I love your tagline on your blog. It's live with intention, live with color, and be who you want to be. And I
Yeah,
love
it's
that because
so
you're,
cute.
yeah, it's so cute because your blog is sophisticated to you. But tell us how you are kind, because I remember when you were talking on the panel at SL Day, you were talking about how you manage to get it all done because you have your time for your kids in the morning and then you take your time to work because you do work for Tarte and you have your big job there that you have to handle a lot, you know, of tasks with that. So how did it start to where you were like thinking like let's you know how can I manage my day like this?
It's something that I work on every single day, to just be fair and honest with everyone. But for me, I have my priority list. And so, like, the first thing that I do, and I'm looking at mine right now, and it's like so long.
Yes, your to-do list.
But I have my to-do list, and I definitely take care of my kids first. So I wake up, I get them ready. My daughter just started preschool this week, and so I'm still like heartbroken and drinking wine.
That's how Elisa is. Her daughter
I
just
feel you,
started.
sis. I feel
Her
you.
daughter just started too.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
It was the hardest thing, right? So, like, I'll just go off on a tangent real quick, but
Yeah, go
I
for
dropped her
it.
off yesterday. And I dropped her off and she was so excited. I'm crying, right? And then as soon as like the whole time. And I look at her and I'm like, okay, baby, give me a hug, give me a kiss. And she had these two tears just roll down and she didn't say anything. And then she wiped her tears and she goes, okay, I'll see you at 5, and then walked away. And my heart just like broke. I was like, oh my God.
That is the cute.
Like
Oh my.
bittersweet because it's like sad, but like, yes, winning. She's confident. She's
He's
got
like,
this, you know?
okay, yeah. And it's
True.
just like, oh man, you don't realize like how quickly your time goes. But and because of that, I feel like I have to have my to-do list, So like going back to your Yes.
question, like I know like time is fleeting all the time. So I'll wake up, I take care of my kids, I get them ready, I drop them off, and then I go to my second priority, and that's myself, right? So I'll go work out or I'll listen to a podcast. So like I loved when you said you had a podcast because that's definitely what I like to fill my mind with in the morning is something
Oh,
uplifting,
yes.
something that just puts you in the right mood, gets you motivated. And then usually I'll start my job after that. So I'll like get ready. My job is a little complicated. I feel like most people don't really know what it is, but I'm an account executive. And so I do like the training and I manage sales, host events, for our retailers Sephora, Macy's, and Ulta for Texas and Louisiana. Well, like South Texas and
Yeah.
Louisiana.
Oh, awesome.
And it's amazing and I love it. And I travel all the time. Like I was in Louisiana for 2 days and then I went straight to Vegas and then I did
Yes.
the Atlanta. And then next week is Miami. So it's just really hectic, for someone that doesn't even have a family or have a spouse or a significant other.
Yeah, and
And so for
imagine
me, it's so
yours.
important.
Yes.
Girl,
Oh my gosh.
it
I
is
know, because
a
I just
struggle.
seen you the last few weeks. Like, you were in three different cities the last few weeks. I'm like, how is she doing it? Like, oh, and you have, and you're with baby, they're little ones. Like, they're under, like, how old are your kids?
So my daughter's 4 and my son will be 1 tomorrow. Isn't that crazy? I know.
Oh.
So just, I need all the wine, like all the wine possible.
Yes. Send all the wine to Brittany. All the wine.
Send it over. Sponsor us for wine, right? So,
So
but
Brittany,
yeah. So it,
walk us through how you manage your day from mommy life to working from home. Because I know we're kind of touching up on it right now, but can you give the listeners maybe something specific that you make sure like after the kids, I have to take care of myself, and this is like a one thing that I like to do or.
Yeah, so when I get them ready, I get myself ready. So I immediately put on my workout clothes because if you don't, you just won't go.
Oh, that's
So I
true.
put on my workout clothes.
That's good.
Girl, I do that and I don't even look at the rest of my list or my emails or my phone until after that because if
That's
not,
a good idea.
something comes up, right?
Yes,
Something
you start
comes up,
reading
something. Yes.
something or answering questions or yes, that happens to me.
Like some.
Yeah, and I need to make a
Or
rule
even
for
just like.
myself for that too, like not pick up my phone until like a certain time. Like I have that habit of like immediately looking at my phone like after I wake up.
Marisa, I didn't want to say anything, but that was a good tip because
I
she wakes
know.
up like at 4, but
I start working
she's a
like at
rock
4.
star.
I because I have my job that
Yeah.
I start, at like my regular job that I have to go to, and then my daughter to get her ready. So it's like if I need to like do a blog post or do anything else, I have to start that like 2 hours before my actual day starts. So it's insane, and I know you know all about that.
We definitely feel you, yeah.
Yeah, and even, sometimes it's not even just like work. It's almost like my girlfriends too. Like I love
Yes.
everyone and like we have
huge long text messages. You know, you wake up to so many, and then you just get right. Yes. You like get caught in there, and you're like, oh my gosh, you did amazing. And then by the time you know it, 45 minutes pass. Well, guess what? That was my workout time.
Yes.
That was the moment that I missed it, right? Mm-hmm. So like, put that phone away. Put it on airplane mode when you go to the gym. That's like another tip. Like, put it on airplane mode.
That's a great idea.
That's mm-hmm. real Cardi B. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know.
So funny. So you mentioned how you just went. So you mentioned how you just went to a conference in Atlanta, and I noticed that you have like you're a part of a lot of blogging groups. And so as it pertains to your blog, because you just started 2 years ago, and you've come a long way mm-hmm. for 2 years, which congratulations, yeah. That's amazing. Your followers on Instagram. It are, you know, very loyal and follow you, and that's just amazing to have. So kind of give us like maybe some of your tips on building that, because I know a lot of people that are starting out blogging, because now like a lot of bloggers are, I started 2 years ago too, and I think mm-hmm. like, now there's like so much more, you know, so many more people like blogging and or doing like the Instagram blog or Insta blogs or whatever you want to call them. So what are your what are your tips there with what you've done in the last few years with starting, and then also like how important are those conferences to you, like to be a part of, to make time to do that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Great question. I will say, you know, for me, my blog just kind of happened, and I really don't know like even where it started, but it was just one of those things where I just kept getting a lot of questions about the same thing, mm-hmm. like my makeup or my hair or, you know, or like what my children were wearing, like just random things. Cool. And so I started posting that. And I think like be aware of those questions, right? Like things that people are asking you about, it's because they perceive that you're the expert or that you have something that they see as value. So like, you know, if you get questions all the time about like your food recipes, I mean, you could do a lot of different venues and different you know, levels to your blog or Instagram, but like start there first, right? Because someone really likes that and appreciates that. So that's my first tip. Like do that. Be consistent, obviously. You know, like Instagram used to just be like we would go on there and like certain pictures, but it's almost turned into, I feel like, inspiration. Mm-hmm. So if you're consistent with when you post or you know, if you have like a certain day that ties into things, I know you ladies have your podcast, right? So you probably have a day that you post about your podcast.
Right.
Like be consistent mm-hmm. because then your followers know if that's what they're looking for to come back to you. And it's all about engagement and your algorithm in that. And that helps it out with, you know, everyone searching for you, going back to what they're looking for. And then, you know, for me, it's try not to do the comparison game because you see all this amazing inspiration. You see, you know, people going places doing this or getting this sponsorship or you know, just doing things that you want. But just remember, like, your time is your time. And I firmly believe that, like, your path is already laid out. So it doesn't matter if you suck, you know, or, like, you're not doing what you think you should be doing
or
because,
growing
like,
as
your
fast
path
as
is
next,
already laid out.
Or growing as fast as the next person, because I think a lot of that happens.
And I think, you know, like, everyone gets caught up in, like, the numbers game, right? Like, how many likes, how many comments, how many followers, how many views. But at the end of the day, like, if you really, truly are doing your blog for yourself and to inspire others, it doesn't matter about that, even if you touch one person. So if you get one like or one comment or, you know, and it's hard because,
that's a great outlook.
Like I said, like, I've been doing this for 2 years and I feel like I've done a great job for 2 years, but then there's some people that have been doing it for 2 years and they have like triple or four times the amount of following that I do mm-hmm. and they do it full time. And I just have to remind myself, like, you know, like I said, my path is already laid out for me and I just try to have fun with it because, you know, for me, it's one of those things like I started it for fun and inspiring and it's just kind of evolved into this beast now and I want to keep it that same feeling.
Yeah, that's
I
how
have
mine
to keep
was
that for
too.
My followers.
Yeah, exactly. And that's how mine was too. Mine was just out of fun. I had moved from Michigan to Texas and I started my blog when I moved here in 2015. With my daughter, and it was just something that I wanted to do to kind of keep in touch with my family and friends back there, and I could write everything on a blog and share it, and now it turns into where I get to work with some of my favorite brands, and I get to, you know, do things like SL Day and meet people like you, you know, so it's just like it really has evolved into something, you know, which is great because, you know, we would have never connected had we not taken the leap of just do it. You know, that's what I love about it too, because I feel like, you know, it connects you with people that you never would have connected with otherwise, you know, like the odds,
absolutely,
you know, wouldn't have happened. But I do have one good question for you with the Instagram, since you're so good at it. Do you actually plan out? Because I know some people plan them out, like on like, I guess like with like Planoly or, you know, different sites, you know, like that, where you can plan out what you're gonna post. Do you actually do that as part of your prep of like, what am I posting next week? I'm gonna do like an outfit or an inspiration, or do you kind of just kind of go with it with what's happening?
No, and I probably should, because those that do better, right? Like in anything, when you plan things out, it's always better.
Yeah.
But for me, I feel like my spark was that it is so organic, and it's just randomness about like makeup and fashion and my family and stories that they do. And I feel like my followers really do like that more. And I found, because I did like the Planoly, so that's an app that you can just, you know, plan out your feed. I did the UNUM, which I still kind of use that one to make sure my feed is cohesive. That's a really good app. So
what is it
UNUM.
Oh, okay. And what does it do?
So you can just plan out your feed and you like pick one photo and you get to place it differently. I use it more for like, if I'm editing my photos, I'll put them in there and make sure that they're cohesive with the rest of my feed. Cause you kind of want like your feed to have some sort of vibe, right? And like, I want mine to be, if I could say, like spicy and cozy, like in one, like that's my feel.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
You know,
and so like, cool.
Like warm tones, and it's like comforting, but then it's like kind of sexy sometimes, and like edgy, and like still with being a mommy. Like that's what I go for. So I just
you do put all that together very well. Yeah, you do that very well. Now that you're saying that's your goal, I'm like, that's how I kind of feel. I feel warm and cozy when I'm over there.
Yeah, because I'm like, I just want to feel like, you know, whenever you're just like in your PJs and dancing and you feel like cozy, but you still feel kind of sexy. That's what I'm going for.
Yeah, that's such a great advice for bloggers. Like if you guys are starting a blog, you want to, you know, think about how you want people to feel. I always say my blog is like my house, you know, like you're coming over like to chill, you know, like you're coming over to hang out. And I want you to feel like, you know, you're getting like some good cooking, some food, but you're also having fun and we're sharing girl talk and stories and inspiration, you know? So that's like kind of like my feel is. That's how I kind of want to feel when, you know,
I love that.
Yeah. So, oh man, that's so cool. And those are great tips. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Can we talk about our favorite Tarte products?
Which one?
I love the maracuja oil. I think it's so luscious and hydrating, and how they don't manage to make it oily, I don't understand. It's like a miracle in a bottle. Absolutely love it. What about yours, Brittany?
Good.
What are your top faves?
Oh, man. Okay, so first of all, Shape Tape, right? Like, Shape Tape changed the game.
Oh, my gosh. Right? That's like the best thing ever. I cannot live without my Shape Tape. I'll tell you that right now. Wear it every day. I love Shape Tape.
Yeah, I feel like it's just, like, my husband calls it sorcery, and I'm like, no, it's called assistance. Like, it's not magic.
It's the best.
He's loving, I promise. He's very romantic, I promise. But Shape Tape for sure. And honestly, like the skincare, I'm so glad you said maracuja oil. Like the skincare is amazing and not a lot of people know about that, I feel like. So maracuja is good for like all skin types, and I'm super oily, so you would think, oh no, don't use that oil. But it actually like helps me not produce as much oil, and it closes like, you know, or makes the appearance of pores smaller. For me, I feel like I don't break out as much anymore because I had a lot of hormonal acne after both of my pregnancies, which was just like so difficult in that phase. And so I love maracuja oil. I use it day and night. Shape Tape, obviously, for my makeup. And then I just feel like the eyeshadows are unmatched. I don't know. They're so creamy. They're blendable. Any of the palettes. My favorite right now is this new one that just came out. It's called Sizzle. And I think it's at Sephora for sure, but because it's part of the Rainforest of the Sea collection. But it's just so pretty. I've been using it. I love it. You girls need to check it out. It's like warm tones, but pink and like really romantic, but still fun, where you could wear it out at night too. And you don't need a primer for any of those, which I am definitely a fan of, like, easy makeup on the go, since I'm a mom and I'm getting ready and I need to look presentable. So you don't need a primer. You don't even need an eyeshadow brush. Like, I just use my finger and like swipe it on there and blend it out, and I'm good to go.
Oh my God.
That's amazing. So, I feel like 15 steps.
Oh wow.
No, I mean, I feel like that's, it's just fun, you know, like when you just are able to do your makeup so quickly. And it's funny to me whenever you get the most compliments when you don't try. And I'm like, yes. It came out right.
Yes, that is so true. Oh my gosh. Yeah. And I love, like, I follow the whole Tarte team, like, on Snapchat. Like, Deanna and Lee are, like, two of my favorite people to follow. Like, when they're on the Tarte, I love them. They're so great. And so it's super fun to, like, follow. So if you guys are not following the Tarte Snapchat, that's one of the good pages, one of the good snaps to follow if you guys are on Snapchat.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
But yeah, you guys have so many great. And I was so excited because my FabFitFun box that came this summer had the Tarte Pro Glow palette in it, and I was so excited.
I love that. Yeah, that one is a really good one to, like, just travel with too. I feel like it has the contour, the highlighter. Oh man, that makes me happy.
Oh, that's awesome. So, and back to your blog, what kind of other, like, groups like, are you a part of that for, like, the conferences part? Because I know I wanted to touch back on the conference part because I have not gone to any conferences yet. And I really want to put that in my goals for this year coming up, you know, because I think that might be one of the things that maybe have held me back from learning more and engaging more with different people. So can you tell us about some of the conferences you've gone to and how important you think that was in your blog being successful and getting this far?
Yes, absolutely. I feel like, honestly, if you don't take anything away from this, you need to go to a blog conference. Like, and I'm not sponsored. I'm not affiliated with anybody. I just think that, you know, it's almost one of those things. So you, every morning you're listening to a podcast or you're taking some education for yourself mentally, mm-hmm. or if you're going to school, you're doing it for your education and the potential of your career. So you need to invest that time and that knowledge into your blog if it's important to you. And I'm like, so firm of a believer in that because I went to Blog Her last year in Orlando.
Yes.
And I think I had, and you know, again, it's not a numbers game, but I had like 11,000 followers at that time. And I was definitely not planning anything out. I was just throwing random colors, seeds, things all over the place. And I just learned like how to look at my blog as a business and not just a fun tool. And when I did that, I was able to like pitch better to brands, have better emails, better content, better photos, mm-hmm. more cohesive. Mm-hmm. And I grew, you know, 3 times in 1 year. And I definitely don't think I would have done that by myself. Mm-hmm. And you know, for me, when I go away from that, it's like, you're just so motivated and you're ready to do things that you hadn't done before. You learn from other people, you network. So I met other brands that were there that, you know, provide swag per se, like give you swag there. I meet the brands, the PR people that are there. You're able to connect on a different level that you just can't get from your phone or from your laptop. You know, like you have got to go back to that in-person connection. So I loved Blog Her. Blog Her was definitely like a bigger one. I think there was like 3,000 people. I don't know, something absurd. Oh, it was a big, big conference. That I went to in Orlando, and I was 7.5 months pregnant with my son.
Oh my God.
And I went, and I wore heels. I wore a dress every day. I was like, I'm going to do this. And it was just so fun for me at that time to like almost take a mini vacation for myself before having another baby. So mm-hmm. like, I loved it. I learned a lot. Blog Societies was amazing. And for me, I am kind of particular with like who I closely hang out with or talk to, because you know my schedule is so busy, and I feel like if you want to have a good friendship or a good relationship, like you need to invest that time. And I'm just honest with myself now. Before, I you know, I try to give everyone so much time, and it just wasn't good for them or good for me. You know, I was mm-hmm. stressed out, and I feel like if you're going to be in a relationship, I'm almost making it sound romantic, but if you're going to be in a relationship with someone, you got to give them what they deserve, you mm-hmm. know, and like give them that time and that encouragement.
Yep.
Even a friendship. Yeah. And so, you know, I'm just really particular with like who I give that time to, because I understand that that time is so valuable for me and for my family. But I went with 6 other bloggers here in Houston, which if you're not following them, you should look at my pictures, and they're all amazing, and they're all in their own different ways. Everyone is a mom. Which I feel like that really helps us because we understand that time aspect of a friendship. Mm-hmm. And we help watch the other kids sometimes and go to brunch together.
That's so neat. It's a sisterhood.
It is. And you know what? We all found each other online. felt like that.
I love so, that. Did, right? So did me and Marisa.
So did, yeah, so did me and Canela. Really? Yeah, we never met before we did the podcast. We found each other online.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I love that. My husband, actually, he does like fitness too, and he has his own blog, and he does a podcast with Justin Ochoa, and I believe, sorry, I'm like forgetting, I think he's in Ohio.
He's so upset
if I say it wrong, but he's in Ohio, and they met online, and they just like connected, and they've done a podcast now for like a year too. So I just think social media is great. Like, you can connect with people if you use it for the right intentions, and you know, you have the right goals. Mm-hmm. Like, there's so much that you can do, but
that's so cool. What is the podcast name for your husband? What is
Saved by the Barbell.
Oh, I love it. We're going to have to go and follow it. We're on Twitter and Facebook too. So we always, you know, connect with other podcasters.
We support.
So we'll look for them and make sure to share their stuff in our community. So that'll be fun.
Oh yeah. Oh, and he's following you guys. He's like really excited.
Oh, cool. Husband to support. Yay.
I see. And like, I feel like that's what social media is. It should be about, right?
It's
like
yes.
Promoting each other, growing, supporting one another, because there's room for everyone. And when someone says oh, the blog community is so saturated, it's really not. Like, there's room for everyone with their different talents. And, you know, going back to like the blog societies, I definitely think you ladies need to go next year. I know I'm going. They make it really small. There's 75 people or like 75 attendees that can go. And I love that because you get that one-on-one interaction with your speaker, with the workshop that you're doing. You get to meet the brands in person and connect with them on a different level.
That's
the swag was amazing. The ladies that host it, Jessica and Kathy, are great, and they want to keep it like that. They want to keep it tight-knit so that way you get a lot out of it. And those are the two that I've gone to. I definitely want to go to – I think there's some here in Houston, like Hispanicize might be here.
They do Hispanicize sometimes in Texas. Mm-hmm. I think they're doing one in L.A. this year. They did one in Texas last year, and I missed it. I didn't get to go to that. But like I said, I haven't gone. But I was like, this year I'm going to a conference. So I was like, I'm trying to – look at some of the options that I have out there to go, because I think that would be a good
It's so exciting.
Yeah, it's super exciting.
I think you should go and definitely, you know, plan out your content before, like make it worth your while. So, you know, go a little bit earlier or stay a little bit later. I did that with the girls. Like, the conference ended on Saturday, but we stayed till Sunday and we help each other shoot some content and really just maximize our time, because, you know, you're spending money to go and you're learning a lot. And then once you learn everything, you can apply it right afterwards. So we're like, okay, let's shoot this content, have these posts coming up. Let's do all the photos you'll be seeing. Here's the secret. It's been pre-shot, you know?
So fun. Oh my gosh. Well, we are so happy that you joined us on this episode. We are so excited to share this episode with our listeners, and you are just so amazing. And I'm like I said, I think we both said it. We connected for a reason when we met, and it just it was so great. And I appreciate, you know, everything that, you know, all the information that you shared, and just even our online friendship that we have. It's great, and you're just one of the best people. So thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you both. And you know,
I
look at your feeds, and I'm just so supportive of what you girls are doing. I think it's important to have a space for someone to come to and have that relationship or place where everyone can relate to. And I love the content that you both are putting out there, and I just am so hopeful for like the future of YouTube, but also for the women that you guys can impact and just the communities that you can do. So thank you guys for what you do.
That means the world. Thank you so much. That's so beautiful. Thank you so much. Awesome. Thank you again for being on Girl Talking Moss. We really appreciate it. And definitely, like we always say, this is a sisterhood at Girl Talking Moss. Anything that you need to help us promote, or any way, a friend, anything, we got you, girl.
Yeah, and
girl,
if you ever come to San Antonio, please let us know so we can meet for lunch and get together, because I know you said you travel a lot. But if, you know, if Tard ever brings you down this way, let us know. So send me a message, and we will definitely meet up to do something fun.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, I'll be there soon. So I'll let you girls know, because I'll be there for an event pretty soon.
Oh,
so
perfect.
Yeah. You can come to my shop.
Yeah, Canela has a vintage store, so you would love it.
Oh, man, that is like a sweet spot for me.
Yes.
I love vintage stuff. Yes. Oh my gosh, I can't wait.
Yes, yes.
Awesome.
All right, well, you have a great day. I know you're busy, so have a great day, and we will talk soon, okay? Thank you so much.
Thanks, bye.
Bye.
Thank you again, Brittany. You are so sweet and kind. And although I didn't meet you, like Marisa had the privilege to do so, I feel like we definitely vibed and we all three connected. And it was just a really, really good time.
And she's so empowering. She's so empowering.
Loved
her interview.
Biggest thing that I took from her was begin your day with intention.
Yes.
And I just feel that is so powerful, because when you wake up and you feel like you have intention today, like to master something, to conquer something, to be something, it's like it just changes your whole perspective.
Yes.
So girls, I hope you had an amazing time listening to Girl Talking Moss.
Yes.
And tune in till next time.
Thanks, guys. We appreciate you guys listening. Thank you again, Brittany, for joining us. And we'll see you guys soon.